PA and Marion calling in from Yellow Peak High Camp inside our wonderful little marmot orange tent that went all the way up in Kinsey and now across the Ganesh Himmel and Langtang Himmel. We have been luxuriating in rest this afternoon after our wonderful morning on Yellow Peak. We actually, as you often do when you're at a new elevation, didn't necessarily sleep the best, so we woke both with a little bit of headache, and we weren't even sure we were going to get out of the tent, but some wise sea kayakers once told me never do weather check in the tent, so we had a little coffee, we had a tiny little bit of breakfast, and we said, well, it's a beautiful, beautiful morning, let's just go take a few steps and see what happens. And so we took those steps, found some rhythm. There was a kind of an interesting mix on this climb of snow slopes that let you get into that wonderful meditative stepping and breathing and stepping and breathing that makes it feel like you can go uphill forever until, of course, you stop and then it's all lost. There was some rocky, scrambly, you know, class 5 rock climbing moves at 5,200 meters. That was kind of entertaining. There was about a 20-foot stretch right near the summit that was a mix of snow and ice and rock that our guide put a little hand line on for us. And the view from the summit was absolutely amazing. I think it took us about 4.5 hours to climb up or 4 hours to climb up. And we could see mountains covered in snow in every single direction. The morning was spectacular. I think we got up around 10:15 in the morning. We could look down on 2 glaciers. We could look over to the Tilghman Pass. We could see Langtang Liru. We could see Flouted Mountains, big mountains, little mountains, 8,000. We think, we're not sure we picked it out, but likely Shishmapangma, one of the 8,000-meter peaks, was visible. And it was just stunning. I think probably between the 4 of us, there was 500 images shot from that summit. So we'll be excited once we get back to some mechanism of sharing to show you those photos. It was one of the most spectacular mountain summits that I'd stood on in terms of being able to safely enjoy the view for as long as we wanted, the beautiful weather, the blue sky, the white mountains, the just absolute magic of being in a place where you could climb no higher. And then we prepared ourselves to climb down and wanted to concentrate through the spots that needed heavy concentration and then made our way. The snow was beautiful for, heel, whatever it's called, I forget, plunge stepping, there we go, plunge stepping, so we got to plunge step. So we came down in about an hour and a half. Only the last 50 minutes of the snow softened up enough that I was as probably the heaviest of the 4 post-holing out the wazoo. It was sort of almost the most epic part of the climb. Got back to camp and enjoyed some hot lemon and some lunch. And we've been hydrating and resting since and being pretty excited because we were pretty nervous about heading out. We weren't sure we had the whatevers to get ourselves to the top, but we pulled it together. Everybody worked well. And we got Yellow Peak, so that's pretty darn exciting. And as you may remember, I said that the reason we climbed Yellow Peak is in the fall of 2017. We probably slept at the Yellow Peak Hotel for about 10 or 15 nights, a wonderful family-run hotel in Tamil. And we took a summit photo specifically for them. Likely we'll have 3 or 4 nights there at the end of this trip, and we're excited to get it printed in Kathmandu and give them this framed picture of us on the summit of Yellow Peak. The only reason we ever thought to climb it was because they named their hotel after it. So kind of a fun, different reason for climbing a peak besides because it was there. And I suspect we'll sleep better tonight. And our job is to continue to hydrate, refresh, because we've got perhaps another couple of big days. Tomorrow's a downhill day, which would be great. And then we've got some more uphill days, depending on how things work out. So thanks so much for coming along. And this is TA and Marion signing out from Yellow Peak High Camp on the pretty big walk, which the last 2 days has been the pretty big climb. Take good care. Bye.